plays on the words twice, on the words eikoi. On the one hand, it's eicha, and on the one hand, it's eikoi. And he goes through all the lashonos of koi that HaKadosh Baruch was maftiach to Klal Yisrael. Eikoi avtochas akudim, eikoi gesh la'oila, koi yeh la'netzach, about the koi yeh zaracha, and so on. He goes through all the times HaKadosh Baruch was maftiach Klal Yisrael with koi, and he asks why have we been abandoned and so on. I want the word koi is the word for every navi. Koi amar Hashem. Rashi says all neviim are menabe bekoi. Moshe Rabbeinu is menabe with ze en koi. The chshivas of the word koi, it says koi sevarchem. Koihanim are told that they have to varch with koi. Koi sevarchem. Recha shen shrecha, and the mevarach klaisel with koi. It's one of the things mentioned. What's the inyan the mevarach klaisel with koi? Koi sevarchem. We find also the koi varach Yisrael yisimcha lakim v'fayim menashe. Somehow, some sort of neschos for brachas. When we have hashpos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ase nisim l'mashal. So one inyan we have is you have to have a kli. It has a seder. Hashpos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria have a certain seder. One seder is you have to have a kli muchan, like by Elisha with the shemen. You have to have a kli, as much kelim as you have. That's one thing that's needed. You have to have shemen to start with. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know yesh me'ayin. There's one more nekuda. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, koi yezer acha. Well, what did he need that for? If you say Hashalei Yisafim Eroiv, so just get to the point, infinite. Well, what did he need? The answer is, just like a bracha is not chal in this world, with, if it doesn't have where to start, it has to have a mashal where to be mezdamet to. Ad brachas adi ad is not a real bracha. It has to be kefraim and menashe. That's a musik. It has to be koi ezaracha, like koi chashemayim, like kefara oretz. Koi is a point beyond me that I can reach. There's no tzmicha. Nothing, just like electricity doesn't flow, even if one wire has all the power that you could possibly put in, if it doesn't have a piece to flow to, it's not going to. It has to reach something else. The brachas in this world are chal only because we have a musig of where to go to. It's one of the reasons why Mises Gedolim, Mises Kenim is so devastating Klal Yisrael. As long as a person is alive, we have a mashal who to be shayef to. Like him. Not him, but like him. I have a sense of something. It exists in the Bria. The koi fills the gap between where you are and where you could possibly be. And that's where the makom of Shriyas Brach is. That's a koi sevarchim. A brach is always with a koi. When we don't have it, Beis HaMikdash was the koi in the Bria. The Bria is a physical, crass, material entity. It's cows and fields and water and soil. That's what the world is. There was an akuda in the world where Vayara Mokemi Rochik, he saw a place, and that place became the koi for the Bria. So I would, three times a year, I would go up to Yerushalayim and I would say, you know, this is the top of the mountain. I can see the top of the mountain from where I am. So b'meila, I have what to climb to. I can only climb a mountain if I know where I'm climbing to. And the Beis HaMikdash said that for us. That was one of the most important things that did for us, was the Kedusha, the Torah, everything about the Beis HaMikdash was the koi of Klal Yisrael. And when that's destroyed, where are we reaching to? If a person is in a cramped room, he can't reach the stars because there are no stars. There's only a low ceiling. One of the deepest inyanim that the Chur Meis Hamikdash affected us was it took off the koy that Klal Yisrael could be shayev to. That's where the kineh is taking us. All nevuos were with the koy. The Beis Hamikdash was the koy itself. And now that we don't have the koy, we lament a koy. A koy me koy reslo b'fetzach b'vris b'napsorim koy elonetzach.